Okay, so I'm interviewing Declan. Declan, can I just ask you how old you are?
75.
75, yeah. Okay. Can you, and where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Cork City.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Well, you're one of the few Cork people. It's all Kerrymen I've been meeting.
Yes, I see.
And can I just ask you about, where were you when you were, when you first heard about you were going to the border? How did you feel about that? Or?
I suppose when I first heard I was going to the border, first of all, I knew it was coming anyway.
Right.
I knew it was going to come. I kind of was, at the time, felt it was a step into the unknown because I hadn't been there before.
Yes.
And didn't know what was involved before I went, in other words.
Yeah.
So what happened was you just got your forms and you were sent.
Were you a single man at that time?
No, I was married.
Right, so you were leaving your...
I was leaving my family.
Okay, and how many children would you have had then?
I had three children.
Okay, so yeah. That was a big change.
That was a big change to us.
Yeah. And where did you go then, Declan?
I went to Black Lion.
Oh, yes, indeed, I know Black Lion, yes.
Black Lion, yeah.
Just on the
border there, yes. We were looking across at it was a twin village between Belcoo and the north and Black Lion in the south.
And what year was that about, do you remember, generally, the kind of time would have been?
I suppose it would be the 80s. Would it?
No, it doesn't matter.
Not great in years,
yeah, no, that's okay.
I'm trying to put a year in it now. I suppose it was the 70s, right, the late 70s, I'd say, yeah.
So
I'm going now engaging in the age of my children, that's been growing.
And was, would things have been sort of like, would there have been trouble, quite a bit of trouble going on at that stage?
There was, yeah, it was tense enough.
Was it, yeah.
It was, yeah, it was. Because what we were basically in was a small little village.
Yes.
There was a large number of Gardaí there.
Right.
You just went up, you got digs,
yes,
and you stayed there,
yeah.
You did your work,
yeah.
And that was the most difficult part because there was no recreation there as such,
okay,
nothing to do.
Okay.
This was the worst part of it, really,
right.
You know, the fact that you were stuck in this village,
yes,
and where I suppose maybe the number of Gardaí outnumbered the could well have been equal or outnumbered the number of people who lived there,
yeah.
And I suppose a feeling in the area that at all costs you kept your mouth shut because you didn't know where you were, who you were talking to.
Yes.
As
yes.
such, you know.
And I'm interested in the RUC because I remember we had a bit of a conversation about this, about the RUC, which, I know the area.
That's right.
So there's only
just a bridge between the two.
Bridge.
Between them. Just, the bridge was there between and the river.
Yes.
Between the twin villages.
Yes.
As such.
Yeah.
And they were split by the barber.
Yes.
The centre of the bridge was the barber.
Yes.
Actually.
Yes.
Was the barber.
And you mentioned something about, you would have had a bit of communication with the RUC.
Well, the RUC were generally very nice.
Right.
And I remember the sergeant and the RUC across the border, at one stage, contacting the sergeant on our side.
Right.
And offering to come over and meet us. And he more or less, what he was actually told was he'd be better off not to.
Right. Okay.
Because of the security situation.
Yes, yes.
You didn't know who was watching or you didn't know what the situation was. Mm. And we felt it wouldn't be safe for them to come across such, you know.
Yeah.
Now, we had one experience with them crossing the border at one stage, I remember. And I think there was three of us in a car went across the border. And... to Belcoo on the far side, and we were coming back. There was nothing on the bridge when we were going. We were coming back, there was a giant RUC B special.
Okay.
Specials, checkpoint on the bridge when we were coming back. And they stopped us, and it was one of the reserves that stopped us.
Right, okay.
And I remember the driver saying to him, asking the driver who he was. We told him where we were coming from, etc. And he then asked us to open the boot, which the driver did.
Yes.
He was one of the Gardaí that was actually stationed there at the time.
Okay.
And he opened the boot and he looked into the boot and then we closed the boot and got back into the car. And the driver said to him, is that okay?
Yeah.
And he said he wasn't satisfied. So he said, if you're not satisfied, what can I do for you?
Right.
So at that stage, there was an RUC sergeant on the bridge.
Yeah.
And he came over and he said, what's the problem? And the driver said to him, well, he has asked me to show in the boot. I've done that. And I've done as he requested, he said. And he says he's still not satisfied.
Yeah.
And I'm just asking him to know what I can do for him. So the sergeant, the RUC sergeant said to him, well, what can he do for you? What's the problem?
Yes.
And he was more or less what I call humming and hawing about
yes,
it.
Yes, yeah.
And the sergeant said to him, get back on the bridge, he said, and cut out the nonsense, he said. And,
okay.
And he told us to go ahead.
Right, okay.
But it brought home to me like that, for example, if the RUC hadn't been there with them, it could have been a difficult enough situation,
right.
You know, it could have been a difficult
enough
situation. Because the first experience I had of the reserves,
yes,
you know, as such.
Yes. Was it the UDR?
It was a hostile experience.
It was the UDR, I wonder.
And it was a hostile experience, to be honest with you. He was very hostile and aggressive and wasn't a bit nice.
Right,
So we just went back over and turned home. Which was one experience I had with them.
Yes.
And this always stayed with me like that.
I know.
I just felt like that, you know, if people, we'll say, if you were held up at night time now, somewhere by these, by the UDR, and you met these type of people, you know, they could make it really rough for you.
Yes.
They could really, you know.
Because it's funny, the police station there, they've taken down, like that was the RUC station, that was so protected, wasn't it?
It was. The RUC station across the way was all sandbagged.
Yes.
As such.
Yeah.
And behind us and Black Lion was a big high hill.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And that was always the worry because, you know, in case there'd be a crossfire between the, you know, that they would attack the RUC station from the southern side,
right.
For that way.
Yes.
And the checkpoints, they were all sandbagged. Like,
yes. So you were really kind of at the coal face, really.
We were we were to that extent.
Yes.
You know, we were to that extent. There was always a certain degree of extra care there. Let's put it that way. You know.
Yeah.
And. You did what you were supposed to. You didn't venture beyond that.
Yes,
you know.
Yeah.
You didn't venture beyond that.
I suppose it must have been so difficult because your accent was so different as well. Like
it was.
You stood out.
Well, you stood out to a certain extent, but then there was every other guard that was stationed there.
Yes.
Had a southern accent.
Sure,
as such, you know, most of them had a southern accent.
Yes.
So I suppose they were quite used to it there at that time, like, you know, because there was a regular turnover, obviously, of members going and coming, you know.
How long would you have been there for?
A month.
You just had a month there.
A month there.
So you had a kind of couple of experiences in a very short time.
We had.
And what was
another experience of the RUC of the British forces another time when we went into the north itself and to. Think of the town now. What's the border? I can't remember it now. I'll think of it in a minute. But we went there just for the day and we were coming back and we were stopped by the army, British Army. They had these Land Rovers, you know, across the road, like as such. We stopped anyway in there. But I found it to be very nice.
Right.
Once you cooperated.
Yes.
Once you did what they asked you.
Yes.
Then there was no problem with them actually. You know, they just said go ahead.
Right.
You know, so they were okay. The ones we met anyway were okay. You know.
Yeah. Would you have shown them that you were a guard?
Oh, you would. You would have to identify yourself. Like, ask you to identify yourself.
Okay.
And they checked the vehicle, obviously, like you know, etc.
Yeah.
As anyone would do.
Yes. Yeah.
And but once you answered their questions.
Okay, it was quite straightforward.
You know, it's quite straightforward. They would say, "Go ahead."
Right.
Didn't find any problem with them, you know, as such.
And did you? So you just did. You just was that your only stint up there then, Declan? Was it?
It was really. It was.
Yeah.
Just a Black Lion.
So were you happy to come back out of it?
I was happy to get out of it.
Yeah.
Because it was just very confined, as I say, you know.
Yes, yeah.
And like when you were finished work.
Yeah. Pat was telling me that he took up bingo.
He took up bingo, didn't he? Yeah. I wasn't interested in bingo, unfortunately.
he set himself and lots of elderly women in bingo halls.
Of course, Pat was stationed there as such.
He was.
That was the difference, like, you see.
Yeah.
He was stationed there, and as such, like, then he would know the locals.
That's right.
With us, it was just a month.
Yes.
So we didn't really come in contact much with people other than stopping them at checkpoints as such, you know.
And what about accommodation?
Well, accommodation was bed and breakfast there.
Right, and you were
in the village. It was kind of a standard thing, like one left, another came.
That's right,
And it was a standard thing to get bed and breakfast accommodation there as such, you know.
Yeah. And the other thing I was wondering about was, what about going up there, like travelling? Did you have a car and stuff?
Yes, I had a car going up there.
Okay?
Yeah, we were okay.
Yeah.
You never got any information as to what you were facing, or nobody asked you if you had accommodation or anything else. You were just expected to look after all that yourself, you know.
So you had no briefing at all about the political situation?
Not at all, no, just that you were going to go there, like, and that's it, like. And you went to the station and you were put on checkpoints, you were shown where to go, that's what you did.
And what you did was you stopped cars and searched them.
Stopping cars coming from the north and coming and going, you know. Yeah.
And would that have been would that have been okay, or would the people have been a bit hostile to you?
They wouldn't know.
Yeah.
No, I can never remember any hostility because they were used to it.
Yes, of course.
It was an everyday occurrence for them.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, these checkpoints were manned round the clock. You know, they were manned the whole time, like. So they were used to it, like, you know.
So you were just looking over at the RUC doing exactly the same thing.
That's all, the same thing, Except you very seldom see the RUC out.
Is that right?
No. You'd never see them except they were doing a checkpoint on the bridge or something like that. It's the only time I ever saw them.
Right.
And they were always armed, of course. They'd have to be, like, you know.
Yeah.
But they would just come maybe and be on the bridge for an hour and then gone, you know.
Right.
They never had set times.
They couldn't be predictable.
Yeah, they were never, you know, they made sure they wouldn't be predictable. Yeah. That's the way I looked at it anyway. You know, which was the proper thing to do, because you could be set up very easily if you were going to be there for two to three every day, you know.
Well, of course, the thing is as well, because I'm just thinking about that landscape, that they would have been quite vulnerable, like with the height behind you.
They would. They were very vulnerable from that point of view.
Yeah.
They are in Blackland. They were really.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's why I'd say they were... You'd very seldom see them out, you know, because they could be, you know, they could be attacked or anything, you know.
And so would the army have been at the bridge so more than the RUC, was it? Or
it was only the RUC.
Right, okay.
I have no recollection of the army ever being there on that bridge. Because always, the one time that as I say, you know, it was a joint RUC, UDR patrol, you know.
Yeah. Okay, Pat, well, actually that gives me a sense of, I mean, it's interesting about your experience of the... About the RUC and the UDR, so that actually is an interesting story. That's fine with me if you're happy enough with that, Declan.
I'm happy enough with that.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Because I'll turn that off now, so.